Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Enigma Fishing, Cast, Catch, Repeat. Visit Anderson, South Carolina, home of beautiful Lake Hartwell. Phoenix Boats, experience the difference. And by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now here's lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the BassPro.com Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, a High School National Championship, the College National Championship, and the College Bracket, leading to the Bassmaster Classic. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. The best way to communicate with the show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show, is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the watch button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. And now we've added a new element to Bassmaster Radio, and that's our video feed that you can find at Bassmaster.com/radio or go to Bassmaster.com and click on the watch tab and then click on Bassmaster Radio. We encourage you as well to like and subscribe to our YouTube page at Largemouth Marketing. That's YouTube Largemouth Marketing. That's the production outfit for Bassmaster Radio. Big news from Bass Headquarters in Birmingham this week, as for the fourth time since 2008, Lake Hartwell in southern South Carolina on the Georgia border will host the Bassmaster Classic. This one is next spring in March of 2022. Now, one guy that is pretty excited about that is the last guy to win an elite at Hartwell, and that's South Carolina's Brandon Cobb. He's coming up a little bit later on in the show. Another guy pretty pumped up about it is one of the main shakers and movers in getting this done. Visit Anderson's Neil Paul, who is also one of the top marshals on the Elite Tour. He's coming up as well. In the leadoff role is a guy who's just generally excited. He's sitting 12th in the AOI standings right now. He's Hunter Shryock.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And how about getting things started with a guy? I mean, this guy is a real up-and-comer. I mean, he's been around for a minute, but he is really doing a great job. 12th right now in the standings. He is, I think that this guy is going to get a blue trophy here pretty soon. He also runs a Phoenix, runs a PHX 21, and does a great job with that as well. He has run it for a number of years now. He is Hunter Shryock. Hunter, welcome to the show. How are you, man?
Good, man. Thanks for having me on. It's always great to be on here. I think the last time we talked, I was fishing in New York a couple of years ago. Yep. So it's been a minute, but I'm glad to be back.
It is good to have you back. And you're kind of like a neighbor now. You know, we're based out of Winchester, Tennessee, and you have made the move to the Dirty South, come out of Ohio. I know your brother Fletch is down at Gunnersville, and now you're at Chick. So between the two of you, I don't know how you decide which lake you want to go to, Gunnersville or Chick. They're both great lakes, but it's pretty cool to have you down here, kind of in the middle, the epicenter, if you will, of the pro fishing world.
Well, I think, yeah, you hit it on the head there, being in the middle of basically the mecca of fishing, and that's the Tennessee River, and super ecstatic to be able to have the opportunity to move down here, obviously chasing the dream of getting the blue trophy, and that's the incentive for us moving down here. But, yeah, it's such a great, you know, chain of lakes all around us within an hour, hour and a half. You know, and it's all just to hone my skills, try to get better, and ultimately learn and become a better angler. That's what it's all about.
Do you find fishing the Tennessee River lakes and system can help you at other reservoirs like in Texas? You guys are going to Texas. Obviously, it's not like the Sabine River. That's a whole other animal. But do you find that it can help you at other fisheries around the region, around the country?
Absolutely. And obviously, the Tennessee River has its own niches and stuff that the fish like to do, you know, current stuff like that. But for me personally, living in Ohio, we wasn't in a great location to just go catch fish. And catching fish, and granted, we're going to the Sabine River next week. It's a tough fishery. We're going to catch fish, but you have to put yourself in a place that you're able to practice, kind of like throwing a football or shooting a basketball.
Right.
You need to practice from setting the hook, landing the fish. All of that makes a huge deal, and actually having a place that the fish start to bite. Where I lived at in Ohio, I had to go 2 hours to Lake Erie just to get a place that had a large population of bass that day in and day out you could get to bite. And same thing with around here, large populations of fish, they're always biting somewhere. So if you don't catch them, that's on you. And that's basically everywhere we fish in the country. Has a large population of bass that, you know, our guys, the elite anglers, are always going to find them. They're always going to catch them. So basically having that target practice, having that, being able to hone in all your setups, my Abu Garcia rods and reels, my line, my bait, makes a big difference. And I've already seen it in the 4 months that we've been here. Just being able to put that to good use has already made a difference in the tournaments that I've fished this year.
Yeah, and let's be honest, and I'm not cutting on Ohio because half of my family is from Lakeland, Ohio, right outside of Cleveland. The other half of my family is from Pittsburgh,
right.
Believe it or not, but we're all Browns fans. You know what I mean? It's like my dad's side was from Pittsburgh, and half of his family is from Cleveland, and half is from Pittsburgh. I don't know how that worked out, but in any event, I'm not cutting on him, Ohio, when I say this, but I got news for you. Down here, you're not winning any tournaments with 9 pounds, you know, like you do some of them, you know, in Ohio, you know, get it. Yeah. Hey, we got 11 pounds. We just set a new record. No, that ain't happening down here, man.
And you're absolutely right. And I'm not trying to cut on Ohio by no means, because it's really honed me to be the angler that I am today. Just like you said, 9 pounds to me, when you catch 9, 10, 11 pounds, you know, you're grinding it out and you have, you know, a good tournament in Ohio. And I'll take for granted, we fish the Tennessee River, which, based on the conditions out of Knoxville, it became a really tough event, and I got a top 10 out of that. But having that mindset that you're only going to get a couple bites a day, that's, you know, Ohio helped me do that. But also, at a standpoint, you have to be able to have a place that you can go catch fish at, too. So it's a give and take, but ultimately, I felt like this is where we need to be at for fishing, for sure. And not only that, but travel. You know, we're not traveling near as far for events now. So that makes you know, saving time and being able to utilize that for other things makes it a big opportunity for us as well.
You know, Bill Lowen was on last week off of his win at Pickwick. He said the same thing. I mean, growing up fishing the Ohio River, you know, that grind helped him. Of course, it helped him in the river fishing that they had at Pickwick. Of course, you guys saw a Pickwick that is unlike anything current-wise that you normally see. I mean, that was just bizarre world. I mean, it was crazy what was going on there.
It was, you know, and we all knew that it was going to be, you know, throw everything out the window. And you're going out with a clean slate, and the lake was totally different. The river, I mean, whatever you want to call it, it was a raging river when we were there.
Yeah.
But absolutely. And Bill, you know, he cracked the code, and it's funny because I started on the same stretch on Cougar Island behind Bill Lowen, and I went down for about 15 minutes, and I said, well, I got probably one of the best shallow water anglers in the country, in the world, in front of me. I'm probably going to give this about 20 minutes and leave. And I did. And
yeah.
Bill went on to show why he's probably the best shallow water anglers ever. He put on a dominant performance. Super, super happy to see him do that, too.
See, I was thinking that you would go up by the dam, Hunter Shryock, with us because, you know, those guys were bouncing around. And I'm thinking, well, this dude was a motocross guy. You know what I mean? He ran motocross. So it would be like standing on the front deck of that boat would be like doing motocross in the whoop-de-doos. You know what I mean? It was just those guys were bouncing up and down. Chris Zeldane, he was bouncing up and down. And you had to have that balance and everything else. But, you don't break any bones. I did motocross when I was young. I gave it up at 19. I jumped out even earlier than you, but broke my collarbone, and I said, yeah, I'm done with this. I'm going fishing.
Yeah, it was I don't miss that part. That's for sure. I get a lot of questions on whether I miss racing or not. I guess, you know, to be honest with you, I do miss riding, but I feel like the competition side I was fulfilled from fishing. Yeah. So to that point, I don't miss being hurt, and I still get to be competitive. So it's a, you know, it's a win-win and a great transition sport. And I see more and more riders and other athletes that are coming off, you know, people like Brian Robinson and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Defensive end for the Minnesota Vikings. He's in the fits. Like, so many people are transitioning. It's so cool to see. But it's funny you say that about the dam, though, because that stuff freaks me out. Yeah, I'll go ramp a 30 or a 75 foot triple on a supercross track. But to go up there and look at a dam with, like, I don't know, it was wide open, pumping 200 cubic feet per second. That's a lot of water coming through there.
Yeah.
So it was pretty freaky. And I actually fished up there on day two because I had an early flight. And so I went up there and spent 8 hours and cast at two bushes and caught, I think, 19 pounds. So
wow.
It was a little intimidating, but I got through it.
Well, I'll be fishing the Central Open there in a few weeks, and but we're going out of the other end. We're going out of Counts over up in Tennessee, so it'll be up at the Pickwick Dam. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how it is. But no, I'm with you, man. Motocross, running across the lake at 70, no problem. But man, you get up by a dam, it freaks me out. It just it's just weird. You know? I just don't want to do that.
Lot of water and current doesn't mess around, so you could get in trouble. In a hurry.
Hunter Shyock has been our guest here in the opening segment. 12th in the AOI standings, 13th. He finished 13th last year. Extremely consistent. Has a top 10 finish already in the first three tournaments. This year has been cashing checks. Next up, Blue Trophy, Hunter. I'm telling you, it's coming. I'm feeling it for you. I know it's going to happen.
I'm ready for it. You know, that's what we're pushing towards. And it's funny because every year it's like you become more accustomed. Like, okay, checks are good. You know, you got to be consistent. You got to get to the classic, but the drive to get a win, I feel like this year is so much stronger than what it has been in the past. And that's with any competitive sport. You continue to drive for more and more. So hopefully we get there, and you know, we're not out of angler of the year either.
Nope.
We need to get about three or four more top 10s. But we got a long season, a lot of fishing to do. So we're gonna keep chasing after it and see what happens.
All right, man. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
That's Hunter Shryak. All right, coming up next, Neil Paul will join us. Big news this week that the Classic is going back to Hartwell. We'll talk to Neil Paul from Visit Anderson next, right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now a chance to talk to a guy that's got to be a very happy guy. The announcement came out, as we said in the opening of the show, that the 2022 Bassmaster Classic will return to Anderson and Greenville, Lake Hartwell, fourth time since 2008, and it's become a regular part of the Rota. And coming up in a little bit, we'll talk to Brandon Cobb about it as well. He's got to be chomping at the bit coming off of his 2019 win there to make sure that he gets qualified for that Classic, so we'll get into that with him. But now Neil Paul joins us, who has a dual role, one as a director there at Visit Anderson, one of our great sponsors. And when he's not doing that, he's honestly one of the best marshals on the Elite Tour. I mean, he'll marshal everything. I mean, if he could do it, if they had marshals in the Opens, Neil Paul would be there, and he joins us now. Neil, welcome back to the show. How are you, man?
I'm great, Tom. How are you, man?
I am fantastic. Good stuff this week. You had a beautiful day to make the announcement out there, and you brought some of the biggest sticks in the Carolina area out, as well as the big hitters from Bass and Chase Anderson and Bruce Aiken and all were there. And very, very exciting news to see that, once again, the Classic will find its way back to Lake Hartwell.
Oh, absolutely. And we were tickled to death with the announcement yesterday and finally being able to get that information out to all the fishing fans and all the folks that support not only what we do here with the lake, but also support bass and their efforts. And again, couldn't be happier with the decision. And it's the fourth time, as you mentioned, you know, no other fisheries had more than four classics. So that you know, to be mentioned in elite company like that is extremely important for our community.
You know, and the lake, not only the facility at Green Pond gets better and better, but it seems like the lake is getting better and better. I mean, I've been over there for several events now, and you know, I saw what happened at the Nation event there a couple of years ago when it was 23-pound sacks coming in. We've seen every level of event from high school to college to opens to elites to classics, you know, on Hartwell. And I don't know, it seems like the fishery has gotten better and better.
It really has, and I think a lot of that has to do with the obviously, I think, just for us, I think popularity has increased by the nature of the events that we've hosted and the variety of events that we've hosted, because it's not been just, you know, professional-level, adult-level tournaments. We've had a lot of youth and a lot of, college and high school series events. But then the other part of it, too, is we've had a situation here where we've had several consistent years where we've had some really wet periods throughout the year, and it's kept the lake up. And so I think the from a spawning standpoint, we've had several really good spawns in the lake that have allowed for a successful to build the fish habitats. And
yeah,
I think we're starting to see the results of that kind of stuff now.
Yeah, and, all of the other events that come there, it's strictly an Anderson thing. I mean, you have the weigh-ins and everything there at beautiful Green Pond Landing. But this deal is a little bit different because, you know, you're going up there to Greensville as well. And just talk about that a little bit and how your two communities have to work together to make that happen, because this isn't just the Anderson folks. This is those folks as well.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is, and we get questions here, you know, why do you have, you know, neighbor community? How does it work with neighbor communities and things like that? The relationship between the folks in Greenville and the folks in Anderson, honestly, it couldn't be better. It's been a tremendous working relationship. And honestly, something we talk about in tourism is oftentimes when folks visit communities and visit areas, your visitors and your tourists, they don't really see lines. You know, they expect to be treated at a certain level when they go somewhere. And fortunately, you've got two communities, the Anderson and Greenville communities, that treat people with a high level of hospitality and make them feel welcome. And so when we work on an event like this, you know, it's kind of all hands on deck and everybody puts their best foot forward. And it shows in the results that we're able to provide. But obviously, to have a classic, an event to this magnitude, you got to have the championship fishery, which we have in Lake Hartwell with the facility like Green Pond. You've got to have the space in the Expo Center, which the Greenville Convention Center more than meets that need. And then the arena, like the Bonsker Wellness Arena, you know, that seats, you know, 15,000 people, and it's able to attract that big weigh-in crowd that we all have gotten used to seeing at the Bassmaster Classic weigh-ins. And so, you know, the other reason it works really well here for us is because we're neighbor counties. Go back last year to Alabama, it was 72 miles from the lake to the arena downtown in Birmingham. You know, it's, you know, when bass is going to Grand Lake and Tulsa in the past, it's 90 miles. So the fact that the lake and the lake community and the weigh-in expo community are neighbor counties, and you've got a 40-minute drive at best between the lake and the weigh-in and expo venue, it's a perfect setup. And really, outside of bass, maybe going to a place like Knoxville where everything's held downtown, we're kind of the closest proximity of lake community and expo community, and it just works really well here.
Yeah, no, it is. It's outstanding there. Neil Paul with us from Visit Anderson talking about the 2022 Bassmaster Classic that will be back at Lake Hartwell. That announcement coming earlier this week, and everybody is excited about that. You know, the last go-round in 2018, that was at the time when everybody left there, 148,000-plus was a record in terms of total attendance for the event. And Knoxville took you down a notch on that one. And I bet that you guys are really looking forward to maybe setting the bar a little bit higher again. But I wonder how much the new TV deal that Bassmaster has with Fox and Fox Sports One, whereas this tournament will be covered live on Fox as it is happening, and that's that much more exposure now for the community. You know, how much that kind of plays into this, into the excitement of it?
Well, I think it does. I think it plays a lot because I think, one, you're with the excitement of having live bass fishing programming live, I think you're going to draw out. I think we're building fans now that will have a chance to come out and experience the Bassmaster Classic firsthand next year. I think when you look at, and obviously with this being a radio interview, it's going to be difficult to have a prop, but when you look at the top 10 states in America for bass memberships, five of the 10 states surround the Carolinas.
Yeah.
And so we're right in the heart of the Bassmaster membership base. And I just think, it coming out of a year where we've had a pandemic year and just people are just itching to get out and be a part of something big. And I think this is going to be that event next year. And so I fully expect us to have an opportunity to really push, obviously, the record that Knoxville was able to set a couple of years ago and have the opportunity to kind of reset that bar. But regardless of how that turns out, you know, the Greenville community and the Anderson communities are committed to putting together a first-class event with the folks from Bass, and we know if we do that, the numbers will come.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And finally, Green Pond Landing, I referred to that earlier. That facility, I mean, it's like the weather, right? If you don't like it, just come back in a little bit. It'll be different. And that's how it has been down there. Every time I come over there, and for one reason or another, I end up over there almost every year. Every time I come over there, I see improvements to that facility. It's outstanding what's going on.
Absolutely, and the county's getting ready here within the next couple of weeks to break ground on some more additions, some additional dock space, and the 1,500 seat amphitheater, which will be completed by midsummer. And so both of those pieces will be in play next year for the Classic as well. So we'll have the amphitheater that we can provide some programming with, as well as some additional dock space.
Yeah, that's going to be tremendous. So no need to bring in the Army Corps, or do you think you might still bring them in to build some docks?
Oh, they're in the plan. They're in the plan for next year. Absolutely. That's an experience that we can provide that nobody else has, and so we want every advantage that we can get.
That's going to be fantastic. Neil Paul has been our guest, and Neil, I got to say, man, this is really exciting, and we're going to talk to Brandon Cobb in a few minutes, but you know, the Carolina boys have done pretty well there. Patrick Walters winning the Open there last year. I fished in that deal. It'll be a different lake, obviously, in March than it was in September. Cobb winning there the year before. A few years ago, Casey Ashley, a local, had won it. So that local knowledge, I mean, you know, the fans are going to want to come out and pull for the Carolina guys.
Oh, and no doubt. And just a quick nugget for you. Had a local charity tournament down here over the weekend, and Jake Whitaker hopped in the truck and came down and took third in it. So it's a great time to be down here fishing.
He's due, though, isn't he? I mean, it's coming. He's got everything that you need to be a star. I think that kid's going to be winning pretty soon.
Absolutely. As solid as he is and as an angler, he's an even better person. And we're so excited that he came down and participated with us yesterday.
Well, when you get back, you know, when the Elite Series swings back through Alabama, through my neck of the woods, hopefully I'll run into you out there. I assume you'll be marshaling either at Gunnersville or Neely Henry or something like that. I know you're going to show up somewhere.
Absolutely. It's in the plan, and it's a great time. I'm thinking that, you know, if you've got a Tuesday nighter that needs a marshal, give me a call. I'm kind of like, I guess, the John Cox of marshals. But it's a great time, and I've enjoyed it. It's a great program. I can't say enough good about it. But yeah, I'm looking forward. I've got a couple of those opportunities coming up as well.
What you need to do is come over a day early and jump in the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix with me, and we'll go out on Gunnersville and tear them up a little bit.
You will not have to ask me twice. What does the Zona say? Don't threaten me with a good time. No. Well, I'm ready.
I hear you there. I appreciate you as always. Great stuff, Neil Paul from Visit Anderson. Thanks, Neil.
Thank you, Tom. See you soon.
See you soon is right. Neil Paul, what a great guy that guy is. A big, big friend of Bassmaster for sure. All right, when we return, Brandon Cobb. He's up next. We get his thoughts on this, plus his thoughts on the season so far. A little added pressure now. He wants to make sure he makes the Classic at Harwell for 2022.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now a chance to talk to a guy. This guy's pretty fired up about the fact that the 2022 Bassmaster Classic will be at Lake Hartwell. He has a win under his belt already at Hartwell. And, of course, in the Elite Series event a couple of years ago. And he's going to be ready to rock and roll. Got off to a pretty decent start in the first couple of events and struggled at Pickwick Lake like a lot of other guys did. He is, of course, Brandon Cobb. Brandon, welcome back to the show. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I appreciate you coming on with us. And let's just talk a little bit first. We'll get into your season, but let's talk a little bit about, Hartwell. I mean, this is the fourth time, and the Classic comes back to Hartwell. And by the way, full disclosure for our listeners, we share a sponsor. Visit Anderson sponsors both of us, both the show and you as a fisherman. So that's good stuff. But you had to be pretty stoked. I mean, there was an idea that this was going to happen, but now it's official. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it definitely is. And like you said, we're both a little biased on Lake Hartwell being the greatest lake in the nation. But outside of that, I've had a lot of success at Hartwell. And to have a tournament like that, like one thing people don't realize about the Classic is like outside last year's obviously my first one, the fishing, because there's so much going on at the Classic, the fishing's one of the like it's actually hard to even think about the fishing with all the media stuff and the hotels going from one hotel to another in a different town for like the press type stuff. It being local at Hartwell like that is huge, not just knowing the lake, but being able to stay at home and kind of just it would cut the pressure down a lot. So definitely want to have a successful rest of the season to get back to it.
Yeah, and we've seen a local winner there. I mean, a lot of times local guys don't do well in classics. It was a thing for a lot of years, but you know, we saw Casey Ashley win there in 2015, certainly a local guy, but that was about a month earlier than this one will be. And of course the horror stories, remember 9 degrees. You didn't fish that one, but you know all about it. 9 degrees, boats frozen to the trailers and everything else. I mean, it was absolutely crazy. Now, it could still be a little dicey that you know, first week of weekend of March, but you should be okay, right?
Yeah, definitely. That's kind of like the moving time of the year, I guess you'd say. But actually, like talking about like local knowledge and stuff hurting or helping, like when we went to the Elites last time at Hartwell in 19, just the regular season, really, I had no advantage as a local because they're on bed. I mean, everybody could see them. So that doesn't really make a huge difference. But early March like that, that's I'm actually excited for because that's like that moving time of year to where it can change daily. And not to mention a lot of fish on Hart will live deep and a lot will stay out deep. And I think you'll see it, even though it's a little later in the year and it's like it will be warmer, it will fish more similar to when Casey won and it was very cold than it would to when I won and it was spawning.
Yeah, because they won't be on the spawn yet, right? I mean, talking about March 4th, day one of the tournament.
I've seen it, but not likely. It's I've seen that in early March, but usually it was actually early in 19 when we were there that they're spawning. Usually they don't spawn well until April, and March is kind of more that, you know, you always hear about the herring type ditch fishing and offshore type related fish like Casey won.
Yeah. Now, I fished it late in the year at the Open last year, and it was a totally different deal. I mean, nobody went after a largemouth for the most part. I mean, this was all chasing the spots, and that meant chasing the herring, and that meant having, you know, your forward looking, electronics. It was a sonar. It was a totally different deal, but it shouldn't be anything like that, right? I mean, this should be something that's still a pretty much a shallow water deal.
To an extent, I always say Hartwell has two populations of fish. They have your like bank oriented fish, which are often a lot. They're big. That's your big fish. But those solid schools, a 3 to 3.5 pounders, which you're talking about, those herring related fish, those can play that time of year. They can play real well because you can catch a mixed bag of that, you know, 17 to 20 of spots and largemouths out deep still. A lot of the fish on Hartwell, they actually don't, they go straight from 35 foot of water to spawning in days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that time of year is like the moving time. I know a perfect example, years ago when the tour came to Hartwell, Brent Ayler actually won out deep in 35 to 45 foot. And I was in college and watched him fishing all week. And then when they left, I'm like, I'm going to go catch some fish out deep. The fish actually went on bed the day after they left.
Wow.
And he was catching them 35 to 45 foot deep.
Yeah.
So it's kind of that moving type of time of year where you don't really know.
Well,
but spots will – the colder it is, the more spots play on Hartwell is the way it usually works out.
The last Classic was in March. Jordan Lee won that one. But I remember – I mean, that's when we really learned a lot more about the jackhammer. You know what I mean? The bladed jig was in play big time. A lot of docks, a lot of jackhammers. And, you know, that seemed to be the way it was at that time. How much do you gain from that one? How much will you go back and look at the video of that and so on of that last Classic?
Yeah, so that one definitely, that one's probably more comparable to what's been the last few years because of Hartwell, you know, back earlier or years ago, it was always low or it happened to be low quite often when the Classic or any tournament was there. Well, that was one of the first or more recent tournaments that was pre-spawn, yet the water was high and a little dirty, and that always makes that shallower bite, like the jackhammer, like you said, play a little bit more.
Yeah.
And so it's really the water level. I would say out of the last, you know, 5 years, it's likely that for the Classic next year, the water will be high, not low.
And
that's kind of what you'll be looking at.
And the facility, I mean, Grand Pound Landing, every year I go back there, it gets better and better. I mean, they do such a great job at that place.
It is, yeah. They add stuff on, it seems like weekly. I'm sure it's not that often. We don't get there that much, but they add stuff on every time I go back. It's renovated or new facilities there. Something else is definitely turned into not just it's not just a boat ramp. It's more than that. It's a whole event center, which is what what Neil and Anderson wanted, and it's perfect for it.
All right, let's talk about where you're at so far this year because, you know, this is the year that you qualify for that 2022. You will be in the Classic coming up at Ray Roberts out of Fort Worth. It's kind of weird, isn't it? I mean, having it dropped right there in the middle of the season, it's just kind of odd because you're going to have, four or five tournaments in the hopper, and then there's a Classic that none of these tournaments had anything to do with. You know what I mean? It's last year's Classic almost.
Yeah, that's always, even with it being in March, it's always a little strange because you get your season started and then you got, you know, the biggest tournament of the year that doesn't, not that it doesn't matter for the season, but it's just weird to fish a tournament that's not related to the rest you've been fishing. So that'll definitely be a little strange, especially halfway through the season.
Right.
But it'll be, the one thing about that's cool about the Classic, it is very hectic and stressful because of the media type things, but there's not that much pressure on it because, I mean, you're going to fish to win. You don't really have to worry about points. So it'll be, I'm not going to say it'll be a break because the Classic's not a break at all, but at least there'll be one tournament mid-season where you just fish to win. You don't have to worry about the points or the standings throughout the year.
Well, you certainly were thinking about standings, you know, as you got things started down in Palatka. You made the day three cut there, so you pick up a nice check, sneaked in there, finished 48th in that one, and then 22nd up in Knoxville, which was a nice finish. And then the wheels came off the bus a little bit in Florence at Pickwick. Were you on something that you liked? I had Keith Combs on before the tournament, and he told me off the air, he said, man, I got a 10, I got a 9 in practice. I put him on my fantasy team. I took one guy off. I took John Cox off, and I put him on, and both of them kind of sucked, to be honest with you. But, you know, he was on. It totally changed, obviously, when the floods came rolling through. Were you on anything before, or was it going to be tough no matter what?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say I was necessarily on anything, but I was having much more success before the water came up, but I had based a ton of my practice off of creeks and creek related fish off that main river. And when the water came up like that, most of the creeks were blown out with mud. And then a lot of those main lake fish that weren't biting quite as well all week, really, really got up and started biting when that current started going and it really confined them. And that was honestly, in all my years of professional fishing, I fished Tennessee River lakes a lot, but that was my first experience with that magnitude of current. I've never fish that anywhere. And
I don't think anybody has. Who has ever fished that kind of current? I mean, that was crazy.
Yeah, it was. Because I know the first day I wasn't catching them. I was fishing down the lake and wasn't really catching any, and didn't even really know. Like, I didn't know what that current did to position the fish necessarily. And I got up there, not at the dam, but up that upper end, which is where a lot of the fish came from. And they were fishing very, very small current breaks. And I fished a few places, but honestly, I didn't even feel like I had the bait to throw in it. Everything I threw was just swept by me like I was throwing a fly rod in the ocean. I didn't really know that. It was a good learning experience. It wasn't, I wish I'd had a little bit better results, at least caught, because the second day I rebounded with a limit anyway. If I just caught the first day what I caught the second day, I would have made the cut. And I rebounded a little bit, but it was a good learning experience as far as that situation. If I ever run into it again, I know a little better what to do.
Now you go to a different kind of river with the Sabine River coming up in Orange, Texas. Were you happy it came back to April, if for nothing else, not to, you know, die in the heat of August at the Sabine River? Because it might fish almost the same.
Yeah,
you never know.
Yeah. I think that was a good call. I don't know. A lot of those tidal rivers like that, the fishing's not necessarily, like, just because I have a little bit of experience on some of the tidal ones, yeah, you know, near Georgetown in South Carolina. And the fishing's not necessarily any better usually when in summer versus spring, because they kind of bite in that tidal type stuff all the time to an extent. But I think as far as the angler's well-being, that's going to be a lot better.
Yeah, yeah. No, so that'll be good. And then it's off to Lake Fork, where, you know, of course, you had a tremendous deal there a couple of years ago. Last year, your buddy Patrick Walters, another Carolina dude, he fished a different tournament than everybody else, right? I mean, it was just like, you know, he was just fishing another tournament. He didn't even have to fish the last day, and he would have won the tournament. That was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole week of practicing there, that, like, I knew, because I had seen what Fork can offer, you know, the year before when we were there. And that whole practice last fall, I knew, I was catching a few fish here and there, but I was like, this lake's got them. They're all the fish, and nobody was really catching them. I mean, I've got some guys I talk to, you know, that we might not give each other our spots, but we talk about if we're catching anything, and nobody was catching them. And I was telling Shane all week, I was like, somebody is going to win this tournament in like 2 days, because all the fish in the lake are somewhere and nobody's found them.
Right.
And sure enough, Patrick found them, and that's where they all were.
Well, and when you get there now, you're going to be about a week or two earlier than when you, you know, did all your damage in 2019.
That's
so
right.
I would think that some of that stuff should be in play. You got to go find that, you know, that 11 pounder or whatever it was. You got to go find that big log again.
That's right. Yeah, that's one thing that, I mean, I love Fork. And obviously Fork fish is like, us South Carolina anglers have done pretty well there because of it's understandable. It just seems like places we grew up fishing around here. But when you have the success like I had the other year at Fork, it's kind of a double-edged thing. It's you don't want to go do exactly what you did, but it could be, like you said, it's going to be very similar. So if you forget about what you did too much, it could be one the exact same way. So it's kind of one of those things you have to be careful. You have to use your past knowledge without just completely relying on it.
Excellent stuff with Brandon Cobb. And Brandon, we appreciate you so much. So excited to be coming back to Hartwell in 2022, but we got a lot of work to do yet in 2021. We wish you the best of luck all season long, and appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us.
Yeah, I appreciate it, and hopefully we can catch a few bass the rest of the year and get back to Hartwell.
I'm pretty sure you will. There you go, Brandon Cobb joining us. And boy, let me tell you something about Brandon Cobb. I mean, this guy, I don't want to say all or nothing, but I mean, he is a guy that goes out there swinging for the fences a lot, and he'll be there. He'll work his way back up these standings, and I think he's going to do some serious damage in Texas. All right, we're going to get a break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, and as we idle this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Now is the time to get your official Bassmaster merchandise at bassmaster.shop.
hats, shirts, hoodies, and more, all from your favorite outdoor brands in great Bassmaster styles. Plus, Bassmaster.shop has official Bass Nation merchandise. Shop for yourself or get gifts for your friends and family. Look for great deals every week at Bassmaster.shop, the only place to buy official Bassmaster and Bassmaster Classic gear. Now, with the new year comes an all-new way to watch Bassmaster Live. As always, days 1 and 2 will be available on Bassmaster.com, and then for days 3 and 4, FS1 will have exclusive live morning coverage of the leaders, while Bassmaster.com has extended coverage of the field. Afternoon coverage on days 3 and 4, including the weigh-ins, will be at Bassmaster.com. Look for replays during the week as well on the Fox Sports family of networks. Sign up for Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing with prizes for first through 20th place in each elite event and the Bassmaster Classic. Plus, one grand prize winner will receive a $15,000 Bass Pro Shops shopping spree, $5,000 cash, and a variety prize pack from Rapala, a total value of more than $20,000. In fact, a grand total of more than $90,000 in prizes are available this year. So visit BassmasterFantasy.com to register and pick your team for the upcoming event at the Sabine River. And join our Bassmaster Radio group and win tremendous prizes from Rapala, Enigma Fishing, Phoenix Boats, and Missile Baits, plus visit Anderson.com. Just go to the Groups button and search Bassmaster Radio. Now taking a look at the upcoming schedule, the BassPro.com Bassmaster Open at Lewis Smith Lake had to be postponed due to high water and flooding in central Alabama. So next up, it'll be the Bassmaster Elite at the Sabine River out of Orange, Texas, April 8th through the 11th. The BassPro.com Bassmaster Open at Douglas Lake out of Dandridge, Tennessee is April 15th through the 17th. And the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series at Smith Lake is still currently scheduled for April 16th through the 17th. Then it'll be the Guaranteed Rate Bassmaster Elite at Lake Fork. That is coming up April 22nd through the 25th. Remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the watch button and click on Bassmaster Radio. And check out our new YouTube channel, Largemouth Marketing, for select angler videos. Until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham.